You are listening to the How to Talk to Girls podcast with me, Trip Kramer.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the How to Talk to Girls podcast. I'm your host, Trip Kramer from tripadvicecoaching.com. Today, we have an episode with Coach Eric, who is over here at Trip Advice, one of our amazing resident coaches who gets guys insane results. And this guy is a wealth of knowledge, especially in the online world. So today he's going to be talking about research-backed techniques that are going to help with more matches. And we're specifically talking about photos. So this is going to be all about getting the right photos to make sure you're getting more matches. So he's going to go over things like your presentation, your setup, things for smiling. Should you use group photos? What about including alcohol? Which types of photos don't work? And all this is feedback coming from actual female review panelists and why they're swiping and why they're not swiping. That's one of the things that's awesome about Eric is that everything that he teaches is not just based off of things he reads online, but actual anecdotal evidence combined with his own research. He's been doing this for many years. So the guy knows what he's talking about. That's why he's over here at Trip Advice, because he's damn good at what he does. So you're going to learn all those today and a few more about making sure you have the right profile pictures. Now, if you want to work with Eric, you want to work with someone on my team to be able to get one-on-one coaching to help you, tripadvicecoaching.com is where you can go to book a free call. We are doing these free calls so that everyone can learn about how coaching works. And most importantly, we get to know you. We ask you a ton of questions. I've had guys in the past who say, wow, I've gotten a lot of value just from this call itself, because we're asking you questions that you might not have been asked ever in the past. So we're giving you ways to think about things that you haven't thought about before in terms of how your dating life is and where you need help and where you're struggling. We'll go over the mistakes that you're making and a whole ton more. So go to tripadvicecoaching.com, book a call with us today so we can chat with you and see how we can help you. We have tons of options for you. So whether you have the financials to invest in a program or you're a little bit low on funds, we have so many different options. We can help you. We have financing available. We have lower end options, high end options, and everything in between. Trust me, there's a solution. So book a call with us, do this call. We're doing them and we want to help you. So come on over and then you can get some serious results online, because we're actually going to have coaches who are reviewing your profile for you, picking the right photos, making sure you're doing it right. So no mistakes are being made. That's the whole point of doing coaching. You get better faster, less experimentation, faster results. TripAdviceCoaching.com, book a call. Now let's go over to Eric to talk about these research-backed techniques for your dating profile photos.
All right, welcome everyone. Thank you for tuning in. I'm going to talk about a really fun topic today, certainly a very pertinent topic. Okay, a topic that most people need a little extra help with because it relates to their dating profile. And most of us have online dating profiles now, of course. Okay, if you don't have one, you're in the minority. Online dating is getting a lot harder these days. You really have to be an elite performer if you're just going to get anywhere. Otherwise, you're kind of treading water here. If you're an active user and you're a male and you're on these apps all the time, you're probably noticing just how much energy you have to put into swiping just to be able to get a match or two. Some people aren't even getting any matches. Okay, there's a lot of reasons for this. Truth of the matter is it's just really oversaturated right now. It's especially gotten worse due to the pandemic. So if you're not swimming with the elite in that pool of users, you're going to have some problems here. Okay, therefore, what I want to do is talk a little bit about how to have amazing photos. And I don't want to go over just kind of the boring essentials that maybe you've already kind of Googled up yourself. Rather, I want to go over some tips and tricks here that I've picked up by doing research, as in sending out male profiles to female review panels and getting raw data back. Okay, so I'm going to be basing this around a lot of misconceptions that are out there. Okay, there's a lot of men taking very bad advice from the internet, from blogs. And because it was published on a large platform, it's assumed to be true. Okay, so we'll comment on some mythology too here. Okay, first of all, let's start with the basic setup and what we're going for here. Okay, set and setting, if you will. You want outdoor photography. Okay, looks much better because it looks invested. Now, here's the thing. The weather issue is a little bit trickier than we thought. If you have very light skin, you have to be very careful of bright sunlight because you will tend to wash out and glare more easily than someone with dark skin. Okay, so there's some individual considerations you have to think about. I would say overcast is actually pretty good for lighting conditions. However, in some parts of the country, in some parts of the United States, such as the Pacific Northwest, overcast has a way of bouncing a lot of glare. So you really have to think, is there going to be a lot of glare? Okay, in other parts, there's not that much glare. If I go down to Southern California, bad example, I know it's sunny, but if it were overcast in a place like Southern California, you're probably having a nice clean overcast versus a place in the Pacific Northwest where you have a lot more glare. Okay, so overcast is great, but can be a little bit deceptive too at the same time. I think ultimately what we're going for here, if this were to be happening in the summertime, you want to hit the golden hour. Okay, that means right as the sun is going down and the sky starts to turn magenta and gold and it starts to have these swirling patterns perhaps. Okay, that gorgeous sunset. That's also the optimal time for photos. Okay, this way you'll have the lighting you need well diffused, but it won't be so bright and too harsh to create a lot of glare off of your skin. It also will probably be, depending on where you live in the country, in the summertime, it's so hot. This might be the only tolerable time to take photos. Okay, now, if you get sweaty very easily, bring a towel, bring a sweat rag. Nothing can ruin a photo more quickly than sweat. Okay, it will not look good if you are sweating. Unfortunately, some people just seem to be genetically predispositioned for sweating. Okay, and other people don't sweat at all. Okay, so know yourself. But going out, if it's warmer time of the year, such as summer, then try to hit that golden hour, okay? That's really going to help. In the wintertime, the cool thing about the wintertime is you can dress warm for the photos and kind of show off some different styles of coats and jackets. If you live in an area with snow, snow is actually a really great backdrop. Okay, snow can be really great for photos. I don't know if you want all your photos to be covered in snow, but it looks good. It is clean. Okay, so I'm talking about this because I have a lot of clients who say, like, well, I wanted to schedule photos, but, you know, forecasts show there's going to be some snow. And I say, well, that's great. And now, obviously, if it's blizzarding too hard, coming down too hard, or if it's raining, that's not going to work. Can't really do photography in the rain. All right, so probably a big problem that I see is that the clothing is that a lot of the men are being too casual and too basic with their clothing. Okay, they're just doing the typical t-shirt and baseball cap. You don't want that because that shows, well, first of all, it shows you look like everybody else. I mean, t-shirt's just the ultimate staple when it comes to clothing. It's not particularly invested. It's just very lazy. It's what you would wear because it's what you have. I am not a big fan of anything on the face. That includes prescription glasses. Take those off when you're doing a photography session. You're going to hire a professional photographer. I want you to get this right. Okay, and even prescription glasses can block your face. No joke. The frames, to a degree, will block your face. And the warping and the distortion from the lens can make it very hard to access your eyes. Okay, and if we can't see your eyes, if we can't connect with your eyes, we're just not going to make a connection with you. Okay, you've heard it before. The eyes are the gateway to the soul. So nothing on the face. No prescription glasses. No sunglasses. No hats. Okay, anything that's blocking what you look like is removing visibility. Not good. Okay, high visibility is going to be key here. Okay, so go with something more invested. Show that you thought about your look. Don't just do the lazy t-shirts. I'm a really big fan of collared button long sleeve shirts. Henley t-shirts look great, or Henley shirts look great on a lot of people. You can experiment with different coat styles. You don't want to go too business professional by any means, but something like a sports coat can look really great. Okay, keep it nice and open. Don't wear the necktie because it's not for LinkedIn, folks. It's for dating. You want relaxed. Depending on the fit, you probably want to undo a button at the collar. Okay, you can try out a bomber jacket. Just try different things when you're doing photos, okay? Biggest problem I'm seeing is simply that men are not investing enough in their clothing options. They didn't bother to look good. They didn't bother to communicate with the viewers that I'm one of the best users here. You should choose me. I'm actually taking this seriously. Everyone else is just doing t-shirts, but check me out. I went outside. I put on a nice shirt. I wanted to look good for this. Okay, that's how important dating is to me. So don't hold back on that effect. All right, we generally want darker neutral colors. Talking about this because scientific studies actually do show that bright colors make people feel uncomfortable. No joke, this is real. If you go inside of a fast food restaurant, they're going to use bright colors because they are aware that people feel alert by them. Okay, stressed out in a manner. And why are they doing that? Well, it's because they want you to go in there, order the food, eat it, and then get out of the way. Leave the table so that way the next customer can use it. They're talking about rotating a large volume of customers. They don't want anyone being relaxed or hanging out. Now, if you go to that high caliber restaurant, fine dining, they're using much darker, more neutral tones, aren't they? It's not a coincidence that they do it that way. It's atmospheric, makes people feel relaxed. So ask yourself this question. When you have women looking at your profile, do you want them to feel stressed out or do you want them to feel relaxed? The answer should be evident. Okay. I'll say always check, make sure you're ironing your clothing before a photo shoot. This is also another problem I see. I see clients who get all their stuff together. They go buy new shirts and everything. They look like they're prepared, but they forgot to iron their clothing, and all that new clothing that they brought to the photo shoot, all those bomber outfits, okay, all that style, it's all for naught. If you have a bunch of wrinkles in it, it's kind of akin to having a bunch of spelling and grammar errors in a profile. It just shows it wasn't important to you. You were lazy about it. Okay, so same thing. If you show up with a bunch of wrinkles, it doesn't matter how good the shirt you bought was, how good your outfit is. It is not going to look good. It's going to show that you did not double check. You do not care about this. Okay, in addition to that, I think a lot of wrinkling happens when the clothing items are being transported. Okay, so we throw things in the car. Right, we're barely ready for our photography session. We throw things in the car and things get wrinkled. So be very careful with transportation. Also, when you're doing your photo shoot, I would remove keys and phones and wallets from your pockets. Because I tend to see a lot of really great photography happening out there where clients follow the research and the rules to a T. But there's just that one little thing ruining it, and that we can see the square bulge of the outline of their phone pressing against the pants in an outward fashion. Okay, so something like that can be really distracting. Okay, when you otherwise would look perfect. All right, kind of the next segment here that I want to talk about. I want to talk about things that you actually want to steer away from. And a lot of this stuff is controversial. Okay, there's stuff floating around out there that contradicts some of what I'm going to say. But I'm basing everything I talk about today on research, on the feedback that I've been getting. And let's remember, I've been doing this for 6 years. So I don't just mean it's just, oh, I asked some of my female friends for opinions. No, I've been distributing profiles for 6 years to entire panels of women. Okay, so we're talking about group effects here. We're talking about group statistics. Let's get rid of the group photos to start. Now, a lot of men want to resist that advice because they heard, well, if you get a good group photo in there, it shows you have friends and it's social proof. And they're not wrong. That part is true. But that's all good in a theoretical level. Now, when you mix that in there, when you start mixing in group photos to your profile, however, it creates more conflicts. Okay, so for example, it's harder to identify who you are. You may not be the one who's featured. You may look similar to the other men in the photo. In fact, a lot of men do look similar. Really think about that. We men, we're not that diverse when it comes to our look. We tend to kind of all have short hair. We don't color it with extravagant colors like women do. Okay, so it's very easy just to kind of blend in with everyone else unless you have very distinct features. Okay, if you have these group photos and it increases her mental labor that it takes to identify you to correctly scan and absorb the profile, she's probably just going to move on. Okay, I'm not joking when I say you're competing with thousands of others by the month, depending on the size of the city you're in. Okay, so she's not taking much time to scan through your profile. Okay, we cannot afford to make it difficult to identify who you are. Okay, even if there's other photos where it's just by yourself and it should be obvious and apparent, I'm afraid that's not quite the case. It's still more mental labor. It's still just that extra labor she has to do when thinking about who you are when she comes across the one group photo. It could even be a character judgment. She could say, wow, this guy did not think about this. He didn't make himself identifiable very easily. He must not be a good person to date. Okay, no joke. Some other things we'll steer away from. I don't want any men to be showing off or showcasing something that's not them. Okay, so showing off usually happens accidentally, in my opinion. You could be doing a snowboarding shot, which is fair. Okay, that's part of who you are. But maybe you're going off a jump and catching some air. Well, the thing is, she might accidentally perceive that as narcissism. She might think, this guy's just trying to show off. Okay, and she will not be impressed. Of course, some of you guys out there actually are trying to show off on purpose, so that's not good. Let's knock that off. All right, showcasing something else that isn't you is the other thing here. Forget about that photo where there's the mountain behind you and you have your arms up in the air, kind of pointing towards the mountain. Hey, look what I did. I went to the mountains. Okay, or check out this goofy pose of me. I'm in a funny Halloween costume. Or maybe you put a cup of beer on your head and you're pointing at it now and you're balancing it on your head. Okay, anything that's like showing off or being goofy in dramatic fashion or being arrogant in any way or just showcasing something that's not you is going to hurt you. At the very least, you're pulling attention away from your look. That's the opposite of what you want. You want her paying attention to you. All right. As I said, these were controversial, but the truth of the matter is you cannot have any photos with alcohol in it. Okay, certainly not dive bar scenes. Tacky, low investment. There may be an exception for that glass of wine. I remember I had one client where he was really into winemaking and wine tasting. And he got a great photo where he went to the vineyard. He had the glass of wine, but it was clear he was exploring his passion. Okay, and he actually went to the vineyard and everything. And it looked great. It looked incredible. Okay, but other than that, generally, you're not going to do good with the beer in your hand. Okay, you're not going to do good with any drugs. Yeah, alcohol is a drug, I'm afraid. Let's clear the air. Alcohol is a drug. You're not going to do good with cigarettes or cigars. Let's keep drugs out. Let's keep alcohol out. When we look at people's profiles, we will assume what they put in them is one of their most important aspects to who they are. They wanted it to represent them. If I see a girl's profile and she's playing tennis, you know what I assume? I assume, wow, she really loves tennis. It must be one of her important activities. What do you think women see when you put partying or drinking beer? They assume you might be an alcoholic. They assume that that's very important to you. Okay, you didn't have other photos where you're playing sports. No, you had one with the beer. Okay, that was the most important thing to you, not some other activity. And that is extremely dangerous. A lot of women, they've had a history by the point they get to your profile. They've met a drunk before. They've dated someone belligerent before who was bad with alcohol. Okay, so that can be a very, very big red flag for them, honestly. It doesn't seem fair. You're allowed to casually drink, but remember, she's going to distort this. She doesn't know you. She doesn't know what's inside your head. She just knows alcohol was really important to you. So forget about it. Let's just not even do it. Controversial because there are a lot of men's advice websites out there saying like, oh yeah, you want to look like you're relaxing. Get some good group photos. Show that you have friends. Get some ones where you have the alcohol. I'm sorry, fellows, but again, my dad is coming from the women themselves, from entire panels of them. Okay. And they are not vibing with the beer photos. They are not vibing with the group photos. In the end, all I care about are the numbers. So next segment here, what we'll talk about really quick is we will talk about hobby or passion shots that don't really work. Okay. We got to talk about this because you actually want like a hobby photo. I consider it to kind of humanize the profile and kind of separate you from everyone else who's already getting portraits of themselves. Okay, well, what's that activity you do? Where's that passion? What's that thing that you love? Great to have a hobby or passion photo. But there's a few things that are never going to work. Okay, again, I didn't write the rules, guys. This is just what the girls are saying. Anything where you're showcasing like a material item such as a car. Keep your car out of it. They don't care. The women don't care. Unfortunately for men, the gym is not a viable photo option, or at least only in very rare circumstances. If you describe yourself as someone who uses the gym in conventional fashion like most people do, it's probably not going to be suitable for you. Okay, gym environments don't look good in photos. They kind of remind us all of just sweat and being in not our best state as we work out. The other thing is, the most important thing is, simply put, 95% of people out there are putting that they like the gym in their profile, which means you don't stand out if that's all you've got. Okay, these days, to say that you like the gym and you go to the gym, may as well say that you enjoy watching TV. In that, yeah, doesn't everybody, right? We kind of all have that now, right? So there's people who are definitely like career bodybuilders. If you participate in something like Orange Theory, a specialty boutique style of gym, special program, you have a leg up. It's definitely a little bit better. Okay, but yeah, otherwise, the gym doesn't work. Flexing your muscles doesn't work. Again, showing off, that kind of narcissism, it backfires, guys. That's not how women work. They're not going to look at your muscles and say, he's the one I want to date. Okay, it's probably going to hurt you more than help you. Working out itself doesn't look good in photos. Okay, so some other hobby or passion photos that don't work very well. Anything that I call like a leisure activity where there's no real challenge component to it. You're just kind of doing it for fun, but you don't grow from it. Okay. So that's going to be things like watching movies, playing video games. Honestly, I'll have to say playing pool falls in this. Okay. Cause again, it's just kind of a cliche kind of bar go-to activity. A lot of people don't have a ton of enthusiasm for it. They play it cause it's there and it can be fun. Don't get me wrong. But again, you're not really developing as a person. Okay. If we're going to show off passions and hobbies, that's kind of what we want. We want the girl to say, wow. We want them to feel inspired. You cannot involve guns or hunting or dead animals in any way. You could do a hobby photo of, say, fishing, but not displaying a caught fish. Okay, it'd have to be like you carrying the rod over to the dock. Okay, something like that could be fine. Oh boy, some people are going to hate me for this, but I got to go here and say that introverted activities... Okay, photos that depict common introvert activities do not work very well, such as reading, playing cards, or playing chess, or writing, using a computer. Okay, the reason is they look like stock photos. You just like those banner ads you see with the stock models and whatnot, it kind of just looks like a stock photo when you have these ones. And while this is unfair, there is a perception that you have a sedentary life if you have these photos. Most of you probably do things outside of this, okay? But again, we don't live in your head. The women are going to see what they're going to see and make a snap judgment in just a few seconds and move on to the next profile. And I can't believe I have to say this. As it turns out, research shows you cannot use photos with cats in them. I suppose cats are kind of like the companion for introverts, and certain assumptions are made when it shows you playing with your cat. You don't get out there with the dog. Now you stay home with your cat. Okay. Soft, droopy creatures. You like to just stay at home. And again, I'm not saying it's fair. I'm not saying it's true. I'm just saying we're playing this game of perception versus reality. I think a really good way to end this episode, because I've been giving you a lot of negatives so far. Like, don't do this. Let's do some positives. What should you do? Well, let's do this in the way of facial expressions and smiling. Okay, so I'll explain this. You need a smile in all of your photos. 100%. I have to emphasize that because in my practice, I see a lot of men who have really frowny or pissed off looks, like people who have facial expressions where it looks like they're about to kill someone. I actually have to tell clients sometimes, you realize this photo of yours, it makes it look like you're about to murder someone. Do you think women are going to swipe right on you for that? Do you think that's what they're thinking? This guy looks so pissed off. Yeah, I want to go on a date with him. Of course not. Look, these girls are just getting off work. They want to have some fun. They want to date someone who's happy and warm and draws them in, someone who's charismatic. Let's get that smile in there. Now, of course, this stems from the myth that in order to be masculine, you shouldn't be too smiley. Okay, you should be showing the protective masculine qualities. I get it. But again, the numbers are just showing that 90% of women will swipe left on you if you don't have smiling photos. Okay, actually 90%. All right, so always a smile, 100%. Different types of smiles. Do small smiles that are kind of more like a smirk, confident, bold, masculine perhaps. Try it out. Some people do better showing their teeth, a little bit bigger smile. Try it out. Everyone smiles differently. When you get your photos done, you're just going to try a bunch of different things, honestly, and just see what works. Okay, you have to experiment. So experiment with looking directly at the lens with different angles too. But your face has to be highly visible. If you choose to do another angle, I have this rule. Both of your eyeballs need to be visible in the photo. So if it's so far to the side that we can only see one of your eyes, you probably can't use it. Again, there's always an exception in there. Okay, but we want visibility. The girl needs to know what you look like. That's the whole point. So do experiment with angles by all means. But I don't want to see your back, and I don't want to see you from a sideways standpoint. If you're having trouble kind of bringing out that smile, couple tricks here. And I know how hard this is. It's just, if you hire a photographer and the camera's on you, it can be very uncomfortable for a lot of people. Okay, most people hate having their picture taken. You can ask the photographer to tell a joke or say a joke out loud that you already know you like. Okay, so for instance, you know, I've been fighting with my polyamorous neighbors a lot lately. Yeah, the other day they came out swinging. Every time I say that, I get a little smile on my face. Okay, maybe you didn't think that was hilarious. I'm sorry, but chances are there's a little smile that creeped across your face. Okay, so whatever you have to do to get there. Okay, if you know a funny thought or memory or joke, think it out loud or say it out loud or ask the photographer to say something. What's the last thing that goes through a bug's mind when he hits your windshield? His butt. Okay, great joke. My photographer, she loves telling that one at photo sessions. We always get a little smile. Okay, so you can try saying hello silently to elicit a smile. Okay, try it out right now. Say hello silently. You'll probably get that little smirky smile. Okay, so always these little tricks we can do that I've just figured out over the course of years of doing this. And I'm not a photographer myself. A I have a photographer who works for me when I do clients at the local level. You know, if you happen to be a client of mine in Portland, I'm going to go out there actually and audit the photo sessions as I can. So I've been learning about what I can say and what I can do to get people to smile. This one's golden. This next one's golden. It's actually one of my favorites right now. Say the word exponentially out loud. Exponentially. You're smiling at the end of that word, aren't you? Isn't that great? So yeah, look, I just wanted to clear up some of the myths when it comes to photos. You definitely got to be smiling. You definitely don't want the tough guy masculine look going on there. You can go for boldness and confidence, sure. Okay, but my advice is just to try out a bunch of different expressions. Unfortunately, no group photos, despite a lot of myths out there that suggest that you should due to social proofing. That would be fine in certain instances. Every now and then I see one that works, but I'm thinking maybe like 5% of them work, honestly. In fact, isn't that the biggest complaint we have about female profiles? That they were in group photos and we couldn't identify who they were? Yeah, let's not do that ourselves, okay? Other myths, yeah, get rid of the alcohol. Okay, I know you guys are hearing things about how you should relax and everything and show that by including alcohol. Just trust me when I say the girls, the panel reviewers, they do not like this stuff. And so unfortunate for a lot of men, you can't use the gym. You have to use hobbies that are going to be highly visible. Okay, highly visible. That means if you're going to do something like hiking, bring some props, some trekking poles maybe. That way they know you're hiking and you're not just some guy in drab clothing standing in the dirt. Because that's what they would see not being in your head. If you want to do running, you might not even look that good if you're mid-action trying to run. You might look serious like you're panting or sweating. Okay, you could just try one where you're standing still, but guess what? She needs to know that running is your passion. So if you're just standing still and there's nothing making that apparent that you're a runner, that could be bad. You could try a Nike sweatband or any sweatband. Okay, it's a prop. You can strap a music player to your arm. In fact, if it were me, I know we have all sorts of devices right now. Okay, practically microscopic devices that we can just wear in our ear to play music, play and store music. I might take one of those old school MP3 players. Okay, I might take like what are they called? The iPod Mini. Are those still around? Strap it to my arm. Okay, because again, it's about visual effect. I need a prop so she can say, hey, look, he's got the sweatband. He's got the MP3 player. Oh yeah, I think he's going jogging. Okay, anything we could do to make that more visible. Because if you lack these props, then guess what? She doesn't live in your head. She might just see that guy's standing there. What is that guy doing? He's just standing there awkwardly. I think that's about my time for right now. So I hope I cleared up some misconceptions and gave you some advice about photo taking. Seriously, try the exponentially trick when it comes to smiling. It works wonders. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Talk to you again soon.